All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, yesterday saw both the Alabama Crimson Tide and Georgia Bulldogs clinch their respective divisions in the Southeastern Conference. And granted that we're still more than a month away, the SEC championship game for next month in Atlanta is booked, as it's going to be a rematch from last year's national title game, while the winner of this contest will more than likely be heading to the college football playoff. Now, you look at Alabama and Georgia, two of the better teams in the nation, two of the better coach teams in the nation. Of course, Georgia head coach Kirby Smart is a pupil of current Alabama head coach Nick Saban. Now, we saw Alabama go on the road last night and destroy the LSU Tigers 29-0, while Georgia had their way on the road with the Kentucky Wildcats. And you look at Alabama, hands down, they are the most complete team in the nation. And this honestly could be the best team that Nick Saban has ever had at any of his stops in college football. Now, Kirby Smart won't have a problem getting his team up for this contest because you have an opportunity to win the SEC and, of course, get back to the college football playoff. But he still is going to go out there and remind his remaining players from last year's squad, about how close they were, because they had Alabama on the ropes and they simply could not seal the deal. And fan-wise, the first Saturday of December cannot get here quick enough. You're going to see plenty of good NFL talent on the field. A lot of these guys that you're going to see in this game will be taken in the first round of the NFL draft when they are eligible to go to that next level. And on top of that, and looking at it, it's a situation that if Georgia wins this game, don't be surprised to see Alabama get in to the playoff once again, in spite of the fact that they don't win the SEC. If this is a very close contest, you will once again, and if Georgia wins, you'll once again see two teams from the SEC in the playoff. That's the way it's going to be, because quite frankly, Alabama is the better team in the nation. So if you are the other conferences out there, and of course Notre Dame, who has a seat at the table in regards to this, you are pulling for Alabama in this contest. You do not want Georgia to win. But even with that said, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta will be rocking a few weeks from now. And I'll tell you right now, the goosebumps are already starting, because it's going to be an electric atmosphere with two of the better teams in the nation getting it on for a spot in the playoff. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. Now, there's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.